Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and someone who has to learn her lessons the hard way, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is Love Me, Love My Pubes. A popular joke in my act is about my first ever Brazilian wax being done by a very angry Russian woman who, as she's ripping off the strips of cloth and my dignity, says to me, "In my country, I was gynecologist." She didn't really say that, but humor is born out of pain, and getting a Brazilian wax was an excruciating but instructive experience. I learned that the hair follicles of my nether region are directly connected to the tear ducts in my eyes, which explains all the crying. I learned that a Brazilian wax is not an event that can, nor should be, live tweeted. Well, at least I couldn't do it. Apparently I can't scream in under 140 characters. I now have a wary respect for Brazilian women. They are clearly made out of stronger, sterner, and crazier stuff than I. It would also explain why the United States hasn't invaded Brazil. If they can inflict that much pain upon themselves, what would they do to an enemy? I vaguely wonder if this practice is native to Brazil at all, or is there some connection to the Nazi war criminals that fled there from Germany after World War II? Why did I get a Brazilian wax in the first place? Well, naturally, I was always curious, as one would be about, say, giving birth, being hit by a car, or leaping from a tall building. I popped into a random salon one day for a mani-pedi. They were running a special, I was feeling adventurous, and the next thing you know, I have a new joke in my act. I wish I could say this was a one-and-done experience, but nay, dear friends, I did it thrice more. For convenience, I went to the same shop that does my eyebrows, but the last time was an epiphany. Love me, love my pubes. The problem now is that every time I go to the shop, my eyebrow-threading lady asks me if I'm there for brows, Brazilian, or both. To her credit, she doesn't ask me this question out loud, revealing my dumbassery to the shop at large. She's very subtle. She quickly flicks her gaze up to my brows, down to my crotch, and then back to me with an inquiring cock of her eyebrow. Nicely done. I quickly scurry to her chair, thus letting her know that it's just my eyebrows. But the last several times I've done this, I can see that it bothers her. She whispers to me that the longer I let the hair grow, the more painful the wax will be. I can't even conceive of what worse would feel like, but I'm touched by her obvious concern that I'm letting things go all to hell down there. But at least she has the courtesy to ask. I suspect that if I ever went back to the salon of the angry Russian woman, I'd be getting a Brazilian wax and perhaps a pap smear, whether I wanted one or not. For now, I'll continue to pass. I might change my mind when the bad memories fade, my skin cells regenerate, and bikini weather rolls around again. But in the meantime, winter is coming, and a girl can use all the extra covering she can get. And that, my friends, is no joke. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer, comic, and woman in healing a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.